Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 14, The Ecstasy of the Lord and His Devotees, Part 4, Specific Instructions to Sanatan Goswami. Thus, Krishna and Radharani are both transcendentally qualified, and both of them attract one another. Yet, in that transcendental attraction, Radharani is greater than Krishna, for the attractiveness of Radharani is the transcendental taste in conjugal love. Similarly, there are transcendental tastes in servitude, friendship, and other relationships with Krishna, and these can be described with reference to the context of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Persons who have been thoroughly cleansed by devotional service and who are always joyful, being situated in elevated consciousness, who are very much attached to the studies of Srimad Bhagavatam, who are always cheerful in the association of devotees, who have accepted the lotus feet of Krishna as the ultimate shelter of their lives, and who are pleased to perform all details of devotional service, have in their pure hearts the transcendental ecstasy of attachment. And when that ecstatic state of being is enriched with love of Krishna and the transcendental experience, then one gradually attains to the mature oneness of spiritual life. But such spiritual life is not possible for those who are not situated in Krishna consciousness and devotional service. This fact is further corroborated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, wherein it is stated, Sarvataiva duruhoyam abhaktair bhagavad rasa tat padam bhuja sarvasvair bhaktair evam rasyate. It is very difficult for the non-devotee to understand the taste of devotional service, for only one who has completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and whose life is merged in the ocean of devotional service can actually understand this transcendental pleasure. Lord Chaitanya thus explained briefly the transcendental situation and spiritual enjoyment of life. And Lord Chaitanya taught that the first stage of perfection is to become a religious man in the ordinary sense as known in the material world. The second stage of perfection is to become materially rich. The third stage of material perfection is the attainment of complete sense enjoyment. And in the fourth stage, there is knowledge of liberation. But above this platform are those who are on the fifth stage, and they are already liberated and are established in Krishna consciousness or devotional service to the Lord. In the highest perfection of devotional service in Krishna consciousness, one experiences the taste of the ecstasy of spiritual relish. Lord Chaitanya then told Sanatan Goswami that he had previously taught his younger brother, Rupa Goswami, at Prayag, Allahabad. Lord Chaitanya assured Sanatan Goswami that Krishna had indeed empowered Rupa Goswami to spread the knowledge Lord Chaitanya had given him. Lord Chaitanya then similarly ordered Sanatan Goswami to write books on the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and Lord Chaitanya authorized Sanatan to excavate the different sites of Krishna's pastimes within the district of Mathura. Sanatan Goswami was also advised to construct temples in Vrindavan and to write books on the principles of Vaishnavism as authorized by Lord Chaitanya himself. Sanatan Goswami executed all these desires of Lord Chaitanya. He constructed the temple of Madana Mohana at Vrindavana, and Sanatan wrote books on the principles of devotional service, such as Hari Bhakti Balas. Lord Chaitanya further taught Sanatan Goswami how one can live in this material world while being in a complete relationship with Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya also taught Sanatan that there is no necessity for dry renunciation. The purport of these instructions is that in the present age, there are many persons who accept the renounced order of life, but who are not spiritually advanced. And Lord Chaitanya did not approve of one's accepting sannyas without having perfect knowledge of Krishna consciousness. For actually it is found that there are many so-called sannyasis whose actions are below those of even ordinary men, but who pass themselves off as being in the renounced order of life. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept such hypocrisy. Lord Chaitanya also taught Sanatan Goswami to write elaborately on the subject of devotional service in his different books. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 14, The Ecstasy of the Lord and His Devotee, Part 4, Specific Instructions to Sanatan Goswami, recorded August 8, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. If you don't know what to do when you're feeling blue, if you don't know what to say when you feel that way, then you know you should go to where the soul can grow. How to love Krishna. No matter who you think you are, you won't go very far. There's no time to waste for that spiritual taste. Then that's where should be, and you know you will be free to love Krishna. If you don't know what to do when you're feeling blue, if you don't know what to say when you feel that way, so don't listen to your mind, just try yourself to find how to love Krishna. Then that's where you should be, and you know you shall be free to love Krishna.